Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight we're going to do all humor, music, and all comedy releases. But first we're going to start with something very soft and tender and beautiful by the impotent Sea Snakes. This is entitled Pope John Paul Can Suck My Dick. Play.
What's happening with this?
Really? Here's another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback. From all the drugs, smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture. The pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. in the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here?
Okay, tonight's theme is, what would Scooby do? We're going to have all humor music and comedy, but right now, we're going to get the theme from Scooby. I'm not sure what gender Scooby is, male or female, but his or her theme song itself, thanks to DJ Cindy. Goodbye, Blanket Man and DJ Samantha. So thanks to DJ Cindy from Kinetic Energy's Wednesday Nights at RadioVolta.org for getting for the Reverend the theme song from Scooby-Doo. This hopefully works.
Scooby-Doo!
Okay, you just heard The Misfits, I Turned Into a Martian. Before that, the theme from Scooby-Doo. George Carlin did Angels from the You Are All Diseased CD. Human Sexual Response did Jackie Onassis. Devo did Wiggly World and started off with a soft and tender and beautiful song by the Impotent Sea Snakes entitled Pope John Paul Can Suck My Dick. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is, what would Scooby do? The Reverend is broadcasted live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the mornings and in the evenings, as well as repeat broadcasted Sunday morning. How appropriate is that? And it is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack from the Church of the Subgenius, who worships Bob. And the show is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle, and nothing else that I know of. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, if the Reverend does not have a Misfits ticket, it will be part two of What Would Scooby Do? This theme of doing all humor music and all comedy and all funny shit is too big. I think I have three shows in this bag of mine, and I'll just keep doing it if you want it. And so I guess that'll go by your feedback, but there is a ton of stuff to do for the What Would Scooby Do show. So the next show, probably next week, is What Would Scooby Do 2? And future shows include the possible, probable live appearance by Deicide of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity in the process of disbanding and about to do a farewell show. Renee Bryant of All or Nothing HC and On the Rag Records, and possibly a few other out-of-town live guests, and the rest we're going to be spontaneous about. You can encourage Jennifer Hunter to be a live guest. Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, a telephone domination service, by becoming a new customer or referring her and also telling her that you want her to be a live guest on The Reverend Is In when she returns to Philadelphia from her travels, by calling Jennifer Hunter at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. Okay, The Reverend's next live appearance is September 13th. In Newark, New Jersey, it is the farewell show of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, and it is also the brand new CD release party for their label mates, their label mate, David Rovix, and his brand new CD, all of that from Ever Reviled Records, everreviledrecords.com. The show features Chainsaw Little Kids, Saviors of the Underworld, Mahina Movement, David Rovix, and the last show ever of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, DJing by DJ Realize and MC'd by Reverend Bookburn. This is on September 13th at African Globe Studios, 1028 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, right next to the Newark Symphony Hall. And this can go on all night. They have, like, unlimited use of the building. Doors at 6, show promptly at 7:30, $10. And again, this can go into the wee hours of the night. More info, everreviledrecords.com. Check out All or Nothing HC as they tour North America. In Philadelphia area listeners, they will be in Philadelphia September 12th. To check out All or Nothing HC and their vocalist and label Svengali, Renee Bryant, the Reverend's good friend, you can go to ontherag.net and catch them if they come anywhere near you. They are so worth it. And you can see All or Nothing HC or Hopeless Dregs of Humanity in the August 2003 issue of Maximum Rock and Roll Zine at MaximumRockandRoll.com. Let's see, and there's more Radio Volta news. We may be seeing somebody from Princeton, New Jersey. Their great station, WPRB, has a woman named Liz Butt, who does the Double Plus Good show, which is Double Plus Good, and she may be, I'm not sure if she's replacing Comet or when she would be on, but she may be a future DJ at the RadioVolta.org stream. Okay. Just a little bit of blurbs and shit, and then get back to the music, because there is just so much of it. There is more Philadelphia stuff, and this can't wait. The Reverend saw this show as it was in the autumn of 2001. In fact, long-term listeners, you probably heard me talk about it and rave about it when I saw it at the Five Spot. But the show is kind of old-fashioned burlesque, and it's called Peekaboo Review. And they are making a comeback at the Trocadero, Friday, August 22nd, 9 p.m., and they're also headlining the Fringe Festival on September 2nd. That's going to be so great. Absolutely fantastic show. Cannot wait. All right, come back later to deal with Celia Cruz. As a follow-up to the birthday celebration show last week for Dark Lady, I'll add just a little bit of news. She's doing the workshops we talked about at the Lifestyles Convention and doing a bordello tour in the Las Vegas area and all of that. But additional Dark Lady news is that she is running for mayor of Portland. And so the Reverend is trying to hook her up with Jello Biafra in light of his old San Francisco mayorship campaign long time ago. And if there's any news on that, you will hear it here first. Okay. Let's see, we're going to get into some feedback. Not feedback, but advanced input on what would Scooby do. One from Everlasting Godstopper, one from Amoeba, and some other people. So that's coming up later. We're going to talk about men who are total fucking idiots. The Reverend had the pleasure of talking to the great clinic defenders of Northeast Philadelphia, the Northeast Pro-Choice Coalition, and we agreed that men who walk out to smoke a cigarette and are dumb enough to walk over to talk to the American Christian Taliban, the anti-choice movement, America's Al-Qaeda, although that's not fair to Al-Qaeda, because actually these terrorists came first. So I should say Al-Qaeda is the other side of the world's version of missionaries to the unborn and army of God and all that shit. So any such man who does that and walks back in with literature is a total fucking idiot, and think really hard before fucking such a stupid man. Okay? More on that later. Let's play a nice song by Tough Darts. This is from their album, Tough Darts, and this track is entitled Your Love Is Like Nuclear Waste.
Feel your charm closing in around me. I feel your slimy kisses come from die. Your love is like a nuclear wave. Your body is a danger to the human race. They should stamp contaminated right across your face. Your love is like a nuclear waste.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater out on saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General DeGaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
George W. Bush, of course, is against abortion, except in the case of rape, incest, or if one of his daughters gets pregnant. You know, he's just, again, this pandering. He's for prayer in the schools. Although he doesn't want people to pray for taxing the churches. He was asked, who is your favorite political philosopher? And he said, Christ. I mean, that's what he said out loud. What he almost blurted out was, Christ, what kind of question is that? But George W. Bush is, when he was endorsed by Dan Quayle, Quayle also handed him the mantle of America's dumb guy icon, and he's taken his place now. So it used to be Dan Quayle that you'd get the dumb guy quotes from, but now it's George Bush. At one time, he wanted to say that John McCain is riding his high horse by taking the low road. Instead, he said, McCain can't take the high horse and then claim the low road. You know, and he thinks he's making a point. It's very bizarre. But, I'll tell you how dumb George W. Bush is. because, first of all, he's afraid that all of the cocaine that he did in his college fraternity days might still be in his system now. And he heard that there's going to be random drug tests, and so he didn't quite know what to do about it until he discovered that there is this place in Austin, Texas, his home state, that manufactures dehydrated urine. Now, this is real urine taken from 16-year-olds who have never even had an aspirin. And then they dehydrate it, and you get a yellow powder that is drug-free urine that you can take for your tests. And you know, you can store it in a condom and then just use it. Or if they watch you, at like a man at the urinal, they can stand right near the urinal, and they have like this tube. And so the urine comes out of the tube. Or they actually have sort of like a plastic fake penis. So that if they're watching over you, you know, standing right next to you, they see it coming out of that. Except that just recently in San Antonio, a prisoner had been a prisoner, and these were the parole people who gave him the drug test, saw that there was a difference, because this was a dark-skinned Mexican-American who had a bleached pink penis. not only was it not spraying ordinarily, but it was more like a sprinkler that you see in the garden. And then the case was clinched when he dropped it to the floor. So he didn't do too well with that. But here's how dumb George W. Bush is, because, see, the instructions come with the powdered urine. Just pour it into a cup, add warm water, and stir, and then it's ready to have your drug-free test. So George W. sent away for the powdered urine, comes back. He heard there was going to be a drug test that day, so he opens it up, pours the yellow powder into the cup, and then he pees in it. The war on drugs, or the war on some drugs, or the war on some people who use drugs, or the war on some people who use illegal drugs, because, you know, as long as a government can determine arbitrarily whether a drug is legal or not, then anyone who's behind bars for drug use is a political prisoner. But
who is it?
It's me, Dave. Open up, man. I got the stuff.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man, open up. I think the cops
saw me. Dave's not here.
Come on! my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit in your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you moralize when I'm between your thighs. You blow me away. Sit on my face and let my lips embrace you. I'll sit on your face and then I love you truly. Life can be fine if we're both 69. If we sit on the face and walk on the face of the day, it'll be blown away.
But you know what the coolest thing that Jesus ever did? You know the story about where he's at the wedding, you know, and they run out of wine, and Jesus turns the water into wine? That's cool, you know? That'd be great. I mean, you know, if you liked wine. Otherwise, it would kind of suck, you know? Out in the desert, middle of the day, trying to quench your thirst, you know, take a big old... Oh, jeez. Who did this? Is it Jesus? Yeah, we'll turn it back, all right? I got kids here. It's 103 degrees, you know? Maybe we all don't want to get a buzz on right now. Yeah. But what a hassle for Jesus, though. I mean, that's why he had so many followers. You know, they were all severe alcoholics. They were willing to follow him, just running around going, Jesus, pond, pond Jesus. Jesus, pond, do the, come on. Ah. And what a bummer for him, you know, he's up at night trying to write his diary or whatever he does, you know, and he's in his tent and people are like partying in the next tent. He's just being hassled by those guys, you know, coming in going, hey, Jesus, sorry to disturb, just one thing, I'm hanging out with Matthew and Luke, we have done run out of wine. So, if you could get to it, you know, on your own time there, just do your little nick-a-nick-a-do, and fill that bad boy up, and so we can, and also one more thing, I don't know if you can do this or not, but I was just wondering, I got this sage. I don't know. Okay. If you can. All right.
Green Acres, we are there tonight. yelling at you.
You heard Elvis Hitler doing Green Haze, parts 1 and 2. David Cross did Water Into Wine. Hello, Kitty. Monty Python did Sit on My Face. Cheech and Chong did Dave. And Earache My Eye, the latter from the first film of theirs, Up in Smoke. Paul Krasner did George W. Bush from his Campaign in the Yes CD. Bonzo Dog Band did the intro and the outro, and started off with Tough Darts doing Your Love is Like Nuclear Waste. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do? And I don't want the reference to a dog to scare my little cat friend, who, when she's not getting into the wires and on the board, is being a really fun companion here. Just got to keep an eye on her. And tonight we want to do all humor, all comedy CDs, all humor music, although there's some things that are not funny. However, this is funny. There is now, this is for real, a George W. Bush action figure from KB Toys. And you can rate this thing, too. It's at kbtoys.com. I'm not kidding. Bush action figure. It should be, like, in the special ed toys, but it's not. It is a 12-inch action figure, as if the George W. Bush 12-inch action figure, right? Rate it at kbtoys.com. I think they should do an in-action figure. You know, kind of have like a... If they want to do a realistic one, maybe some kind of Frankensteinian or scarecrow without a brain kind of doll. Or maybe corporate hoe dolls. Well, you tell me. Any ideas about what kind of George W. Bush doll is more appropriate for reality and for children to receive as presents? And we'll cover it on part two of What Would Scooby Do? But that is for real, a Bush action figure, all 12 inches. From truthout.org, Bechtel accuses Halliburton of Iraqi oil monopoly. Please don't faint from shock. And Private First Class Isaiah Kindblade article, We Don't Feel Like Heroes Anymore. All of that at truthout.org. And this I have to send you by email. There's no web link, but Weapons of Mass Destruction Department, Army Begins Burning of Chemical Weapons in Alabama Town. So even though it's still in Alabama, it's still a crisis, and it's still cause for concern. And that is further evidence that there is a rogue madman in charge, came to power by a coup, is running the nation with Dickless Cheney, is a rogue dictator in defiance of the world, in desperate need of a regime change, and just gets crazier with each month of encouragement by those easily duped by the corporate media. Kind of a belated farewell to Celia Cruz. She's a Latin salsa singer, born 1925, and passed away a couple weeks ago in 2003. And the Reverend, well, didn't quite find this, but is tracking down a Rhino release, 100% Azucar, the best of Celia Cruz, Con La Sonera, Matancera, and another release that is reported to be her best, Celia and Johnny, A Night of Salsa. And there's more music news. Hank Williams III has joined Pantera singer Phil Anselmo's thrash metal band, Super Joint Ritual, on their second CD, Lethal Dose of American Hatred, which has been compared to early Slayer. This I want, with a write-up like that. And also from the Reverend's mailbag, news about our favorite corporate bozos, RIA, Recording Industry Association of America, to people who want to fuck up your computer for downloading music. Response to the threat of lawsuits against file sharers. A Palestinian company claims they've developed technology that encrypts users' identities. And this is one word, the Earth Station 5, numeral 5. The Earth Station 5 program, available free online, has been downloaded over 20 million times. Peer-to-peer sites, Grokster, LimeWire, BearShare, Blubster, Morpheus, and eDonkey 2000 have banded together and hired a lobbyist to make the case in D.C. that file trading is not illegal. Quote, policymakers should understand that peer-to-peer includes people who share music, but also includes a broad range of scientific, academic, and commercial activity, end quote, says the lobbyist Adam Eisgruhl. All right, so find this thing, Earth Station 5, to encrypt your identity. What else is going on? Oh, there's an article about RIA at Counterpunch. Go to counterpunch.org for an article called The RIA's New Music Jihad, The Devil's Music Industry. That's at counterpunch.org. And also at counterpunch.org, Military Equipment and Pneumonia, about all the soldiers getting ill. We're going to wait to talk about the California electorate for the time being. And, well, I guess this is kind of humorous. The total fucking moron who sits in the White House has an answer for urban plight, increasing poverty, and problems that he himself tremendously exacerbates with his tax cuts for the rich and other disastrous economic policies, not to mention the war debt and record-breaking deficit that even outdoes Ronald Caligula Reagan's. His solution, and we've said this before, but it looks like it's kicking in high gear now, for urban blight is to use your tax dollars to fund these Taliban-modeled religion-pushing programs that promote abstinence, and then to promote inner-city marriage, where domestic violence is especially high. Check out an article entitled, Uncle Sam Wants You to Get Married, at StopFamilyViolence.org. Yes, W. Bush will, of course, result in more abuse in this nation. Thank you, W. Have another pretzel, do another line, and be careful how you step. A new site that is people organizing military personnel's families and soldiers themselves that have come back from Iraq. It's kind of a from-within organization, and they're online at bringthemhomenow.org. Getting talked out. So, going to play a song by the Feeders. This is not what I wanted to play. That is more Elvis Hitler. Turntable. No Marlon the Great Engineer. Or any assistance. So, we'll just do this on our own. This is from their Ever Feel Like Killing Your Boss hit album by The Feeders. And it's kind of a goof on ads for feminine hygiene products. This song is entitled Stay Free.
Is the show called Box Top? Or?
That's this one. Vox Pop. You're listening to it.
Vox Pop?
V-O-X-P-O-P. Oh. Vox Pop. It's short for Vox Populi.
Right.
It's the voice of the people. It's Latin.
Oh, Vox.
V as in victory.
Right.
Not Box.
Not Box.
V-O-X.
Yeah.
P-O-P. Can you hold on a second? My neighbors are... we have kind of thin walls here. You demon spirits of sexual sin, I bind you.
Buster, you're going to have to do that a little later.
No, that was Dave.
Oh, excuse me, Dave. I mean, Buster, Dave. We'll come back to you in a moment. I don't know what she's doing, but
he's rebuking
his next-door neighbor. We'll come back. Our phone number here is 447-5495.
Folks, you see, one of the reasons to listen to this program, it's amazing all that goes on Vox Top.
Yeah. I've had people call us Box Top, anyway.
Let's go back to Dave and see if he's there.
Let's see if he's there. Dave, are you there?
You go.
Oh, Dave, I don't want to hear all that on the air at all. So you just have to, you go and deal with your own neighbors and don't worry about us. And you, so anyway, all right. Let's talk to Melba. Hi, Melba, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Very quickly, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I enjoy Vox Populi. It's a wonderful program.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're talking about communism. I wanted to ask about, don't you think that very often we don't make the proper distinction between Marx and Lenin? I don't think they taught exactly the same thing or used exactly the same methods. Now, whereas Marx used more of a humorous approach, I believe Lenin brought in the spiritual and the philosophy. You know, he said, imagine all the people living life in peace. Well, what do you think about that?
John, I'll let you answer that.
I missed a few of the words. The lady said that she believed Marx...
Marx used more of a humorous approach.
Humorous approach?
Yes, he said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member.
Whereas there was a little bit of humor, but, I'll tell you, you read Marx on the Jews, you read Marx, he was just downright vicious at times.
Did Marx write books?
Yeah.
I was talking about Groucho Marx.
No. We're talking...
Oh.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll cut that out as it goes off the air there. John, I'm sorry about that. I thought she understood who we were talking about.
Right.
So. I'm sure that she was right. Groucho Marx or whatever his name was, I'm sure he was very humorous. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
These people that call and have nothing better to do than to shout obscenities or mock and make fun and pretend that they're speaking in some sort of another tongue and so on and so forth. Bear in mind, these are the same people that go into local businesses, restaurants and things, and carry Crayolas in their pocket and mark on bathroom walls. These are people that lack something upstairs. And as one man put it, they're one taco short of a combination plate. Welcome back. Dave, we appreciate your holding. Dave, you're on Nightlight.
Howdy, Mike. How are you?
How are you? I appreciate your holding.
Sorry about that pause there. I had my speakerphone on. I didn't hear it come up there.
Well, I kept you waiting a long time. Wynn and I got off into a long discussion. I enjoy talking with her.
I can tell she's a true soldier for crime.
A lot of energy.
Praise God.
There's no price tag on her.
Oh, dutiful for unhooked brass, for Amber and Charlene, for sexy chicks and for no flakes on every TV screen. Girl, shed your clothes for the rev, and shake thy boobs for all to see, from sea to shimmying sea. Oh, dutiful for unset flies on Randy Congressman, for Bill and Newt and Ted and Gary's Flendron. America, America, hoes, get between the sheets and satisfy their manly needs, from beds to cars. Back seats.
Good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, August 10th, 2003, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia, and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a man who had his face deep into the assholes of two generations of the Bush crime family. That's right, he went around doing a stump for, in many cities, actually, for Daddy Bush, the Iran-Contra murderer and looter of the U.S. economy, and is continuing to be in the Bush family rectum, and is now throwing in his hat for the governorship of California in the face of the recall campaign against the current governor, who is a shithead, but the California situation is more of a reflection of the Bush economic policies than on one lone screw-up who is in the governor's office. However, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Bush-modeled asshole and currently running for governor of California. Also running, the great Arianna Huffington from ArianaOnline.com, an inner columns page. After click visit ArianaOnline.com. Corporate tax cheats wreak havoc on the needy. And her website, ArianaForGov.com, describes her campaign. And also running, Jack Grisham, former vocalist of the band TSOL, info at alternativetentacles.com. But Arnold, we understand how you got that facial expression. It was from years of your existence in the ass crack of the Bush crime family, and you are asshole of the week.
Flag is but a symbol, son.
The ruling came under immediate attack in Congress, where members of the House of Representatives gathered on the steps of the Capitol to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. On the other side of the Capitol, senators immediately stopped debating a defense bill in favor of a unanimous resolution denouncing the ruling. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle called the decision just nuts. The leader Trent Lott predicted that the ruling would be challenged sooner rather than later.
This is obviously an unbelievable decision, as far as I'm concerned, and an incorrect ruling, and a stupid ruling.
Some counterculture heroes go much too far
and
step over the line of dissent into insistency.
Either it's got to be overturned by the Ninth Circuit or by a higher court, or we will do it in the Congress.
The Almighty is important, obviously an important part of my life, but a very important part of the life of our country. And that's why the ruling of the courts was out of step with the traditions and history of America.
Writing for the majority, Judge Alfred T. Goodwin said, "A profession that we are a nation under God is identical to a profession that we are a nation under Jesus, a nation under Vishnu, a nation under Zeus, or a nation under no God, because none of these professions can be neutral with respect to religion."
Yesterday, the court in America made a ruling.
Is it all a wag the dog like people suspect?
America is a nation
under Vishnu, a nation under Zeus, or a nation under no God.
A nation that values a relationship with the Almighty.
The phrase under God.
The Almighty is important, obviously an important part of my life.
We are a nation under Jesus.
Either it's got to be overturned by the Ninth Circuit or by a higher court, or we will do it in the Congress.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president called the decision ridiculous. Fleischer said the Justice Department is already evaluating how to get the Ninth Circuit's decision overturned.
America is a nation.
A nation under Vishnu. A nation under Zeus. Or a nation under no God.
A nation that values a relationship with an Almighty.
Is it all a wag the dog like people suspect?
Declaration of
obviously
God,
unbelievable decision for an incorrect ruling and a stupid ruling.
As a matter of fact, it's a confirmation of the fact that we received our rights from God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
one nation under God is an unconstitutional endorsement of religion.
Got the world on my ass and I'm gonna jump fast. He's the first, he's the last. I got the world on my ass. Society, burn me up. I take a bite, spit it out. Take the rule. Rule them up, tear them down. Mix your mind with their play. Do what I'm going to say. I just tell them, get back when they tell me how to act. I got the world on my ass. I just know I got the world.
Heard Boris the Sprinkler doing Paid Vacation and World Up My Ass. Before Asshole of the Week, you heard... Actually, after Asshole of the Week, you heard Mick O'Brien doing his parody called Pledge of Theocracy. Before Asshole of the Week, you heard an unknown artist doing Shaggy. From the soundtrack of Spinal Tap, you heard Big Bottom. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com did Oh Dutiful. From the great Melba release by Brother Russell, entitled Radio Jihad, you heard Noisy Neighbors and Famous Communists, and started off with The Feeders, Stay Free. This is Reverend Book Burn. Show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do? And that question was answered in advance by some people. If you give me a response to that, I will do it. If it's within reason and it's entertaining, I'll even do your hate mail if it's funny and has entertainment values. If you're just a total idiot, I probably won't read it. But this is not from a hater, this is from a reverend friendly person. In response to What Would Scooby Do after receiving the last playlist, he would smoke a bowl with Raggy and make the largest fucking sandwich to satisfy his munchies. Thank you, Amoeba, for that donation. And you could send yours to me, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org, and tell me what you think Scooby would do, and also what you think would be good for an all-humor music and all-comedy show. And mind you, it's about three shows big so far. I'm looking for somebody who can tell me who this candidate in L.A. is. It was on Spanish TV, so naturally I didn't understand what they were saying. But she's walking around in a bikini and getting people to sign this petition, and I thought they were saying something like Actriz La Pornografica, or Porn Actress, but I'm not really sure. But if you know anything about that, please write and tell me. Alright, we kind of touched on the subject of extremely stupid males, especially extremely stupid males who accompany women to abortion clinics and then walk over, this is not a joke, walk over and hang with the anti-choice people, and even if they do it because they're bored, or just for something to do, or they want to lock horns with them, and then they walk in with the literature, or they walk in to say something stupid to the woman they brought there. So, the Reverend is going to start on a campaign, Think Before Fucking, a staggeringly stupid man. If he hangs with the antis, with the anti-choice people, that's a pretty clear indicator. Alright, so beware of exceptionally dumb men. But also from the Reverend's mailbag, it looks like Tracy Lords did do a turnaround, not to become born again, or to impress a new significant other spouse, but to sell a book. Oh, in my porn days, I was young and vulnerable, and I was manipulated, and they gave me drugs. And so she wasn't as thick in the horseshit department as Linda Lovelace when she wrote the Ordeal book. But still, she's kind of laying on the shit, especially since it's only been a year since she gave a very intelligent interview in which she said, "Oh, I'm just going to do what I'm doing, making mainstream films. What I did back then is what I did, and it's no big deal. So next week we're going to have a new conversion." And so Tracy doesn't feel alone. What else is new? Be sure, by the way, to check out Greenheart Store, environmentally friendly products, vegan products, and hemp products from the business Gestapo district, the business mafia district of Collingswood, New Jersey, greenheartstore.com. That is a classic. And also for What Would Scooby-Doo 2 on the next show, next week, if I don't get tickets to see the Misfits, what kind of video projects should the Reverend work on? And what are your ideas for the already planned products, such as the films United We Stand Erect and The Second Coming? Send your ideas for that, and we will get them to Melanie of the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Production Company and get working on these things. And we have to keep these ideas flowing to Pastor Bader so we can keep those creative wheels of his turning. Alright. I am going to run out of time on every stream, including Radio Volta, because I think those electronic guys are coming. So,
thank you, Bob. Austin,
I'm going to read this thing I have to read and then get into some more music. This is from past live guest Everlasting Godstopper, who was on the Memorial Day show last May and on two other times. And I'm not reading this whole thing because it is long as fuck. But I wanted to read it not only because it's for the humor show, for the Scooby-Doo show, but also because the Reverend outed himself as somebody who temporarily indulged in an irrational form of thinking upon the last heartbreak during the Peace and Healing Part 1 show. And I thought, this is pretty funny, considering how non-theistic and free-thinking Everlasting Godstopper is, but the Reverend received this by email, and I'm not making this up. Let's see. This is to be read on your Scooby-Doo show. Show fodder for upcoming Sunday night, please. A totally true story. Spooky coincidences and a psychic moment. My dearest Reverend Bookburn, we just had a psychic moment at 7.08 a.m. today on my computer clock. You should share this. I was sitting here trying to situate myself in the morning. I have a busy day of God stopping ahead of me, as always, so here I was with my coffee, surrounded by beautiful nature, sitting in the sunrise with my accordion file on my lap as I was about to search for important papers. And I was right, they were there. I began humming a little song, I wasn't sure why. Democracy is coming to the USA, which, by the way, was on the last show, the Dark Lady birthday celebration. I realized it was the song you opened your show with on Sunday night. Okay, the second song. Then I glanced at the time, 7.08 a.m., realized it was Wednesday. Quickly typed at ANR in the God is a Lie chat room on MSN's religion page. Turned into the rebroadcast of The Reverend is In, and well, okay, I had to wait about 60 seconds for Winamp to open, but lo and behold, a miracle. That same song was playing on the Atheist Network radio at that same precise moment I was thinking about it. I'm a believer. Now, as if that wasn't enough spookiness, and by the way, you totally lied about trying for a smooth genre change. I was searching in my desk drawer for some post-its notes to put on my important papers, which I just found, which is a miracle in and of itself. It just so happened, by pure coincidence, or by will of some eminently superior divine being, I found a picture taken in Washington, D.C. on November 2nd, 2002, capturing the precise moment when you and I just so happened, by chance, to bump into each other at the Godless Americans March in Washington, D.C. Ooh, yeah. That is from Everlasting Godstopper, who had a special sacred moment and connection with the Reverend this week. Hey, how about that? But the Reverend can't laugh at her, because that's what I went through when I indulged in that kind of psychic numerology and all this stuff. Who said, you're going to have peace and healing, and in 3 or 4 years you're going to reconcile and be closer than ever. And instead of laughing, the Reverend said, oh, okay, cool, blah, blah, blah. But that was just for 5 minutes. So hopefully Godstopper will be deprogrammed from this psychic indulgence. And in the meantime, we'll play a song by No Trend. This is entitled Teen Love. Play. Lord, make this machine work.
At first, but then smiled to indicate submission. He rearranged his facial features to appear friendly. After determining that their popularity status was comparable, they decided that a relationship would be mutually beneficial. They were careful to be seen together in all the local fast food franchises. He had a stylized speech pattern. She used all the newest slang. When they talked on the telephone, they had trouble generating conversation stimulus. arguments into their relationship to make their lives seem meaningful. They could act really mad, happy, or even sad, according to the current prefabricated social circumstance. They had copied all aspects of their behavior from what they had observed in society. At the school dance, they were careful to exhibit only behavior which had been approved by their peer group.
Thank you. we've got to come to some new ideas about life, okay? I'm not being facetious about abortion. It might be a real issue. It might not. It doesn't really matter to me, because what matters is if you really believe in the sanctity of life, then you believe it for people of all ages. That's what I hate about this fucking child worship syndrome going on around. Save the children. Take the children. How many children were in the wake of? The children. Hey, what does that mean? They reach a certain age, they're off your fucking love list? Fuck your children. If that's the way you feel, fuck you with them. You either love people in general from all ages or you shut the fuck up.
Bill, what kind of philosophy is this, Bill?
I don't know yet. I'm chasing this philosophy like a hound. I don't know where it's heading. Trying to tree it, you know? Who are you? Tell me what you give kids. No. Who are you? I'm me. It's true. Shut the fuck up. Quit thinking you're going to fucking make the world better by bringing more little fucking cabbages to the planet. Why don't you try loving the people that are already fucking here, okay? Instead of living for a future that never fucking comes. It doesn't exist. It ain't coming. There is no future. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. You're our future. The children are our future. There's no such thing, asshole. Take some mushrooms and squeegee your third fucking eye. Oh my God, there is only this moment.
This road I'm on just goes on forever. I don't know when I'll be back your way.
The argument doesn't work with me, Flapjack. Go back to your fucking crackerjack lifestyle, and I'll meet you at the evolution bell curve. I'll be sitting there a while. It's kind of a tortoise in the hare story. That's Bill waiting for people to catch up. We think science is gonna save us, Bill.
Oh, fuck.
Take mushrooms, folks, and squeegee your third fucking eye. Okay, TV has clouded it over, okay? TV is like taking black paint to your eye. Take mushrooms. What do you think? Mushrooms are here by accident? You think it's a fucking accident? Mushrooms grow on cow shit? Where do you think the phrase "that's good shit" came from?
November, I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. I was in no mood to trifle. I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. The law was very firm, it took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason, cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.
You heard Dust Damon doing Piggy in the Middle from Ruddles Highway Revisited, a tribute to the Ruddles. Before that, Tom Lehrer did the Hunting Song. Bill Hicks did Love List from the Rant in E Minor CD, and started off with No Trend doing Teen Love. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do? And on the next show, next week, if I don't have Misfits tickets, which I probably won't, What Would Scooby Do Too? And possibly a third edition, if there's just more music and more stuff from all of you. We just might keep this going, although that also is going to center around the live guests and the traveling bands. A few quick plugs, and then play you a real treat from Firesign Theater. In addition to the military equipment and pneumonia article at counterpunch.org, check out another article at the same site entitled, The Next Time You Crack a Lawyer Joke, Think of These Attorneys, and that's at counterpunch.org. To get Paul Krasner's new book, which is highly recommended, entitled Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, From Toad Slime to Ecstasy, it is available only at his website, and that is at Paul Krasner, Paul KRASSNER, PaulKrasner.com. For information on emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, information that is not being promoted since funding is contingent by the Bush regime on not providing reproductive health care information, therefore we must be resources for all. Information is available at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. To support recently arrested pro-choice activist of 40 years, Bill Baird, and his fantastic associate director, Joni Scott, of Pro-Choice League, and to send them a couple of bucks, even a tiny bit, it's really needed, ProChoiceLeague.com. Dr. Susan Block, next show, shows upcoming at drsusanblock.com, and check out editorials and what's new and terror journals. And Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn, November 2002, when the Reverend appeared live on the Dr. Susan Block Show from beautiful Los Angeles. Please, again, tell me who the bikini candidate is in L.A. so we can get information and share that on this show, as well as your Elegant Angels video ideas and other humor. For What Would Scooby Do Too, so talked out tonight, and definitely need some sleep. So, gonna do the thank yous and then play Fire Sign. The Reverend thanks for assistance, ideas, inspiration, or any kind of assistance whatsoever to the following for tonight's show: Kenny, Amoeba, Mr. Scott, the computer security guy, Scott Johnston, Lord Jesus, Full Circle Records, Dark Lady, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, Radio Volta's DJ Cindy of the Kinetic Energy Show on Wednesday nights for the Scooby-Doo CD, the cherished coffee goddesses. Oh, let's pray for them now. Lord, please restore the penile functioning of the tall and short abusive wingnuts who walk around shouting at the cherished coffee goddesses. And please, if they do not stop their abusive behavior, smite them with your power. Thank you. Continuing, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, Renee Bryant from OnTheRag.net, Paul Krasner, Ryan, Gentle Bear, Moss Lover, Ms. Terry, Greenheart, Pro-Choice Lig, Jennifer Hunter, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter and other equipment from the sexual partner of Satan, otherwise known as community leader Sister Bay. The two independent Washington outlets that broadcast the show in Olympia and Seattle, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Company, and Dallas Blanchard. So next week, if I don't go to the Misfits, what would Scooby do? All right, how much time do we have? According to Mr. Kenny, 15 minutes. So that will be enough time for a track by Fire Sign Theater. This is from their Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him release, and I believe it's around 1968. This track is entitled W.C. Fields Forever. Play.
Welcome to the lazy old Magic Circle Dews Ranch and Collective Love Farm. Take off your clothes and come on in.
Oh. Oh.
Stick of sandalwood incense on you. Made it out of my old sandals. No, no, no. Let me light it for you. Yeah! Nah. Let me show you around the place a little bit. Oh, wow! Hey, man, where all those little people with melty hats in the walls go? Hey, hey, man, now that you're so old, down home, tribal and all that, I'm going to take you up to the second bardo and orient you. Here's our Good Games People Play Room.
Hello, my name is Mello Jello. I am the head of the athletic department. I head the athletic department. I am the athletic department head here. Oh, okay, beginners, everybody into the full lotus position. Ah! Oh, yes. Oh, oh, that's very good. Yes, that's very good. Now, you are going to stay there until you obtain true enlightenment.
Oh, many blessings. Rub, rub.
Grumps again. Grumble, grumble.
Folks, let me turn you on to medium rari, mystic chef and guru.
Welcome to my humble chug wagon. While you are here, we will have everything from soup to nuts. Tonight, we have mushroom soup and field nuts. Here, have some grubs. Oh, they are very tender baby worms, cooked over incense in holy corn oil. That's oil from the corns of holy men, known in your country as polyunsaturated ghee.
Scalp 'em, Tantric.
Groovy, Kimasabi.
Hi ho, electric blue! Away!
Ranger's on a bum trip again. Howdy, Brahmachari. I'm Gabby, your sacred cowboy. You know, this reminds me very little of the time my guru sent me out to clean up the karma in Artful Dodge City. I stumped into the Last Chance Saloon.
Arahants, a yogin, and a party boo.
Hey, give me some more of that third red eye, Bucky.
You've had it. That's your last chance, cowboy. Out!
There's a passel of them theosophists at the other end of the bar raising the devil. Had him about 10 feet off the floor. I could tell by the red clay on his hooves and his black aura that he was up to no good. So I looked him straight in the eye and I said, Sam Paku, there ain't enough room in this life cycle for both of us. That little devil up and challenged me to a game of 10-card tarot, Pentacles Wild. I see him deal a high priestess from the bottom of the deck, and then... Lieutenant behind of the 7th Seal Cavalry.
I need 3 men! One from Colme and 2 from Colombe! Drop! Hope!
Howdy, Lieutenant behind. What's up?
We ain't. Got some more loco weed?
Sure. Got some road apple red right here.
Which way'd we go?
You went that away.
There will be an out-of-sight mandatory sunrise light show at the main desert at 5:48 sidereal time, lovers. That is all.
Procession will be starting soon. Let's go pick up tiny Dr. Tim and head into the sunrise. Now, this here simple life-size replica of the Taj Mahal, made entirely out of oleomargarine, houses our guru, Dr. Tim. Let's knock on the door and see if he's in. Howdy, Dr. Tim.
I just saw that drop out and say hello. Hello.
Come back, Dr. Tim. We want to talk to you.
Oh, welcome to the link of Spirited Guhuri, LSG. Wait a minute. Oh, well, another day, another green, blue, electric, yellow dollar. Got anything to drink? Anything at all?
And why is it that you're drinking, Timmy, me boy?
Because it's bad for my hallucinations. I get a chance to see things in real black and white. I despise electric pink.
You know, Dr. Tim is keeper of the sacred tablets.
Yeah, have a tablet. Oh, nice, paisley, horsey. Give the nice horses some sugar cubes.
Well, Dr. Tim, everyone's gathered for the daily miracle. Here's your microphone.
Ever since the sun took LSD, it's been a fundamentally better sun. More pink and green and electric blue. Let's hope it comes up again today. Here it comes.
He's done it again. It's coming up. It's coming up.
Oh, it's paisley. Has anybody got anything for an ass?
All right, group. It's time to meditate on the pure white light of stupidity. Let's hear it for our guru. 1, 2, 3.
G-U-R-U.
I'm not at all happy with the flashcard section. Now come on, you freaks. Say the word and you'll be free. Say the word and be like me. Say the word I'm thinking of. Have you heard? The word is...
love. 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 Love.
Thanks.
Love. Love.
P-U.
Love. Love.
Okay, a few seconds left before we lose the AN listeners. Other streams probably going overtime for a little while, and then I'm going home to crash. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Check out the Dark Lady at darklady.com, and support her running for mayor of Portland. Give yourself a real treat and see a good site that goofs on the American Christian Taliban. LandoverBaptist.org to support T.L. and Susie Wall, a married couple charged with prostitution, for their sexual techniques workshop. For people who consented to go there and pay, VideoALT.com. And you can also check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars. Heads Magazine, August issue, featuring interview with the Circle Jerks. And something else I forgot. Oh well. That's it. Next week is What Would Scooby Do 2? And I'm going to play a song by Julie Brown from her Trapped in the Body of a White Girl album. This is called The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
It was homecoming night in my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally cool. I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans. Because my best friend Debbie was home.
Thank you. Slide with me now down that purple shaft into the deep, inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum-kept secret, hiding out in the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind. Deep in the sanctuary of the ruby-lipped lizard who stripped through that revolving door of today's changes, springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So pop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the flight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wade now with me, knee-deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine eternity, crying, crying as God alive, and remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly...